Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with favorite colleague, Coach Sharon Shrieky, and we're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we talk about, we have conversations, we have coaching conversations around how you can increase your body confidence. Our logo is Body Confidence, LOA style, that you can find at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And as we go into our topic today, what I'd like to know is, Coach Sharon, What are you doing this week?
Oh, what am I doing? I am fixing, I'm doing some construction where I'm at right now. And so I'm busy buying doors and all kinds of stuff. Lots of fun. That's where I'm at. Home Depot, all of that. How about you?
Does your body enjoy doing all that stuff with you? Or does she go, come on, give me a break, Sharon. I just want to sit on the couch and watch you
go. So my body, I'll tell you, I don't think I'm that, I don't really think of sitting on the beach. I think of jumping into this project and getting it done and seeing it done. I try to think of the end result, and the end result is going to be amazing. And so that's where my focus is.
Your body like going through those particular challenges and steps and such? Does she like to do that, or is she saying, I just want to sit on the couch?
Yeah, no, she's saying, even though this is exciting, I probably rather just sit on the go to the hang out with my friends or go to the beach or something like that. Definitely. But like then my brain kicks in and says, it's going to be so much fun when you have that new, you know, the basement is all fixed and everything is all, where am I going to put all my things? It's going to look so organized. You know, so it's definitely a team effort between the brain and the body.
It is a team effort. Yeah, I really like it when you say that. So tell people how they can connect with you, because, you know, we both give our infomercials. So how will they contact you?
So this is the segment of the infomercial. So you could contact me at SharonShrieky@gmail.com. Of course, Stephanie and I both offer a little 30-minute mini session that is just really, it's just a session that allows you to be heard and helps you just get on a track. But the beauty of this is that all comes from you. And so we both offer that. And of course, we love the letters that come in with all your questions and all the situations that you might have. We use them on the show. If anyone's interested, you can get me at SharonShrieky@gmail.com. It's SharonShrieky@gmail.com. And we'll just send us an email and we'd love to hear from you. And I know, Stephanie, you're up to a lot and I just love hearing it. So tell me, what about you?
Well, you know, what I really like doing, especially with you, Sharon, is having these conversations, because people get a taste of how we coach each other, how we can coach others with a situation that is a challenge for others. And you can get me at body, B-O-D-Y, awe.com. And I really focus in and out with entrepreneurs and my body knowledge system. You can also get me at 1-866-76 Coach, COACH, 866-76 Coach, COACH. So you either can get me on my site, on my contact page, or for our complimentary body confidence conversation that will help elevate you to a new place of reframing what you're thinking and get better results. So Sharon, I know I sent this out to you, but I'm going to read it now from this wonderful woman. She said, I'm currently in a situation in my job as an entrepreneur, where I am so busy that I have to choose between sleep and relaxing. There isn't time for both. I can feel my body becoming more exhausted, but I just don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do being my own boss and being so busy. So when you heard me read that, what were the first things that came up with you?
So right away I was thinking, you know, when she said between sleep and relaxing, that's, it sounds like a rock and a hard place, you know, like to me, that's where my brain goes, and it sounds terrible. I think that there are definitely more options that she can have, and I'd like to talk about that. I really like to go to those options, and self-care in coaching is a very, very important thing, and I definitely think that we could touch upon those that topic and what we can do to get better self-care in this situation. How about you? What did you think?
No, I agree with you, and maybe you want to turn that phone
off.
Yes, these are the challenges that you have when you do conversations on audio.
Exactly, especially from home.
Okay, especially from home. So it's all human. Yeah. So yes, self-care came up for me, but then I went to having her reframe to listening to her body. I mean, yes, she has this business, she's doing la, 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 but her body's saying, just like you with the construction project. I mean, if your body said to you, Sharon, can we just sit down and have a cup of tea or have lunch, would you ignore her?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you that I definitely have been a victim of that. But
my colleague, Sharon Chaney? No, no, stop it.
Again, because I am probably, because it's human at times to not, when a person is in stress, what happens is.
Why is it in stress? I mean, enjoying your construction project. Why is that stressful?
Excitement, you know, it's interesting because even excitement can register as stress. Even though I'm like intellectually, like in my brain, I'm saying this is exciting, this is adventurous, I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to do this project, it still sometimes registers in my body as stress. And an interesting thing happens when we register stress in our body. It 60% of the blood leaves our frontal cortex, which is the decision making area of our brain. And what happens is we're not able to make decisions or proper decisions at that moment because of this physiological thing that happens. The blood leaves our brain and it goes to our extremities, to our hands, to our feet. So we could climb a tree, we could run a marathon, but come up with a solution to the problem that we cannot sleep and we have so busy at work because, you know.
Okay,
and we're
so
exhausted.
How would you coach this person who is full of anxiety around not including, she's not, you're doing the same thing she's doing.
Right.
So how would you coach her in alleviating that anxiety to be with her body and be with her business?
Yeah. So I think the conversation, the coaching conversation is,
you want to coach me, Sharon?
Yes.
I'll be that person. Okay.
Okay,
I'm coming to you.
Okay, so let's, so what would
so let me
most,
just tell you, I'm coming to you with the coaching. You're the coach.
Okay.
And I'm saying to you, I'm ignoring my body. And I'm doing this new business. I'm really enjoying it, but my body is saying, give me a break.
Right.
What would you What would you question?
So I think that the conversation should go like, it should be questions like, what does it mean to you? What is relaxing look like to you?
Okay, and let me answer that question. Okay. Because I have a short memory, Sharon.
Okay.
What does that look like to me? I love my couch. When I sit on my couch, put my feet up, have a glass of lemonade, because for me now it's summer, and just put on a good show for about a half hour. And then I'm free from any anxiety because I'm with my body. I'm not with my business.
I see. So you're taking all, so really just, it's a half hour of what I'm hearing that a half hour for you would be enough of shutting down.
It could be 5 minutes. It's just the act of just being with my body and giving her nourishment that she needs. And we're not thinking about the business.
Okay. And so what I think that also some questions around what the business means, because sometimes when
ask me the question so I can answer.
Okay. So tell me about the business that, so in the question that was asked, it was said as a entrepreneur, I feel my body becoming more exhausted. So tell me about what is happening in the business that's causing this exhaustion. Is, you know, I just need to understand.
I don't sleep.
So physically, it's a physical thing. It's not an emotional
thing. No, my business is fine and we're doing all great things and no problem there.
So in order for you to do business and to continue, you need to give 23 hours a day to this business. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm just not sleeping. Can you ask that question a little differently?
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about, is this business dependent on you having, doing everything? Is there anything that can be done in the business to help relieve your anxiety or your being physically involved in every aspect? Maybe that there's a way. Maybe there's a solution to help yourself get some relief from doing all that you're doing.
Okay, can you just ask me the question because you're giving me.
So what can you do? What can you do to help relieve your feeling of overwhelm in your business or your feeling?
But I'm not overwhelmed in my business. I'm just not sleeping with my body to get rejuvenated. There's a disconnect between my body's wants and my business wants.
So this doesn't have much to do with your business, but it has to do with something that's going on inside of your body, are you saying? Because I'm really I'm not really understanding. Is this because you need to be working all the time? Your mind is always working in the business, or you just can't sleep because that's part of, being a business
owner. I'm ignoring my body and she's rebelling against me.
Ignoring your body. So this is a choice. Is that what I'm hearing? Is it that
I'm not sure. Ask me a question and we'll figure it out.
Okay. So can you think of a choice? Because, you know, we all have choices in life. Can you think of a different situation for you or something that you can do to help this situation? Is there something that you could think of?
I'm just so enjoying my business so much, but my body makes me feel tired because I haven't given her enough sleep. So I'm not sure the reason why I'm not putting my head on my pillow.
I know what, I'm going to tell you something. I can relate to that. I really can. I can relate to that. Can I give you a, I mean, I know that in coaching, we really don't give tips, but I'd like to ask permission to, because something is coming up.
Yes,
for me.
I would love to hear it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to tell you that I've been in your situation before. And when the experiences that I've had with that problem, what I've done is I realized that if I'm able to take like 5 minutes or not even, sometimes it's a minute, and just meditate, that means doing absolutely nothing. Just clearing my mind, sometimes I actually place my hands on my forehead to just help my brain clear a little bit. And I able to just do this for a short time. I dedicate that time, that allotted time, whether it's 5 minutes or 1 minute or 10 minutes, whatever it is, I say, I'm going to rest for this time. And when I wake up, when I am out of this rest period, I am going to be revitalized. I'm going to be refreshed. I'm going to have a clear head. I set an intention for that time. So what I do by doing this is I'm giving myself a little bit of love. I'm allowing myself to totally release any obligations for that moment, for that time span. And I truly feel like that type of rest, that kind of rest where you're doing it just for you, allows you to release, you know, you release for that minute, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, you know, you put your timer on, and I really find that renews me, because I definitely.
Okay, I'm going to be devil's advocate.
Okay.
Okay. I'm the client here. You're the coach.
Okay.
So we really want people to understand what the coaching relationship conversation is. Okay. So I'm going to say to you, meditate? Are you kidding me? I'm not going to do that. So what question would you ask me?
Right.
It was nice that you gave a beautiful suggestion. I acknowledge that.
All right. And it's definitely possible that person would think.
No, but you're talking to me now. I'm telling you, it's not going to work for me.
It's not going to work. Right.
Okay. So coach me, Coach Shriki.
Okay. Okay, Stephanie. All right. So here's the thing. Everybody has a different way. So if this is not something that works for you, tell me, what could you imagine? What could you imagine based on your personality and your life experience, what kind of relaxation works for you?
I would love to just walk outside. We have those old-fashioned post boxes outside.
Yeah.
And I walk outside, I see my neighbor, I kibitz and have a little chat with her, and she tells me some nonsensical thing, but we're just being happy together. And I come back in and my body's happy because I gave my body attention.
Right.
And that wasn't like a meditated, you have to do it this way, you have to do. So you gave me the privilege of creating my own, quote, type of meditation.
Have
yours.
Right.
Forehead
and that
thing.
Works. Exactly.
And
it works for me. And
walking outside. And again, that's what we do for our clients, right? We ask them what's good for them. We can give them tips up the yin yang.
Right.
They can go on Siri and get tips. I mean, it's just, but what can they create? That to me is the essence of great coaching. So thank you for that question. Thank you, girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, let's just do our infomercial and then we'll wrap up. So tell people how they can wonderfully contact Coach Sharon Shriki.
So you can contact me at SharonShriki@gmail.com. Just put radio show in the subject matter. I'd love to hear from all of you, just to drop in and say hi, and maybe you have a comment about the show or you'd like the offer of a free coaching session, you can email me. My email again is sharonshriqui@gmail.com. That's sharonshriqui@gmail.com. And you, Steph?
BodyAwe.com, or like an awesome, or 866-76-COACH, COACH. And we're at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I know Sharon and myself also put out our shows on our Facebook and LinkedIn. And with that said, we both offer a complimentary body confidence. Uplifting body confidence coaching experience. But it could be in any area of your life. You could see us on the Law of Attraction Radio Network at Body Confidence, LOA Style. And Sharon, what is it you most want from this person to remember from our conversation about her?
So I think tuning in to what relaxation is to you, and what your body needs at any given time, and tuning into that, it helps with self-care. Sometimes we think that it's, you know, our business that our body needs, but our body is it's a creature that needs balance. And so that's just what pops up for me. How about you, Steph?
Again, you know, I've really enjoyed everything that you said today, and thanks for the wonderful coaching, Sharon, is that we bring our body into, this is my reframe. Okay. I've reframed self-care into our body has her own intelligence, and we can bring, you know, it's like when you're so exhausted, excuse me, and you keep pushing through, that's kind of mean. Yeah. To your body, because your body needs that, quote, attention and love, just like you give to your children. And so with that said, everybody on the call, when you're ignoring your body, I feel bad for you, because she will come at you like a bat out of hell. So she can make you sick. She can make you tired. She could do all sorts of things. So after this call, I'm going to give my body an apple, because she wants that so bad, Sharon.
Nice.
What are you going to give your body?
A peach.
A peach. Now I'm jealous. All right. Yeah. I'll see you next week.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Be well.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay.